number of migrants increased, in our opinion, because probably last year criminal organizations were not organized to help migrants to arrive in Europe. Because after the war, probably the criminal organizations were a little bit confused, they were not organized. And unfortunately, this year, they succeeded in getting organized, and so the people arrived in Europe. So the point is, there were not less people who wanted to come to Europe, but it was more difficult to embark for Italy and Europe last year.
Where are most of the people coming from?
Many of the people arrive from the Horn of Africa, actually, and from Syria. So those are people who are entitled to get some kind of protection because people are fleeing from war, like Syria, and very difficult countries like Somalia and regimes like Eritrea. So these are people who are actually entitled to get some kind of protection according to Italian law and to international law.
And yes, a lot of these migrants are women and children, children who are minors. So what happens to them when they arrive in these countries such as Italy and Malta?
For example, I'm talking about Italy. In this case, when these people arrive in Italy, well, of course, on the same boat, there could be asylum seekers, unaccompanied minors, women, potential victims of trafficking, and also economic migrants, of course. And many of these people, many of these groups are entitled to get some kind of protection. For example, the minors, they can have a state permit, then they will send to specific organizations that would support them. The women as well. In Italy, there is the law accords a state permit for the women who said that they are being trafficked. And asylum seekers, of course, they can ask for asylum. So they can have a state permit in Italy because the Italian law entitled them to be protected.
So then it sounds like these countries do have processes and programs in place where they are able to assimilate the migrants, help them, and to keep order.
Well, it depends on the period, actually. We, as IOM, together with UNHCR and the Italian Red Cross and Save the Children, we are cooperating with the Italian government since 2006 in a project, and we provide humanitarian support and legal support to the migrants arriving in Lampedusa, in Sicily, and all Italian southern coastal areas. The numbers, at the end, for Italy, are not so high, because when we talk about 45,000 migrants arriving in Italy, we're talking about more or less the 25% of the total of irregular migrants arriving in Italy each year, because many of the migrants actually arrive with a visa. When the visa expires, they stay in the country, the so-called overstayers. The migrants arriving by sea so are just a small part of the total of regular migrants. And so this is not a problem of number. Usually these migrants, they are then transferred to other centers in the territory in Italy, and then they follow up the procedures in order to ask for protection, if they are entitled to protection, or in case they are not entitled to protection, there are other procedures to follow in order to understand whether it would be possible for the Italian government to send them back to their country or not. The real emergency in the Mediterranean are not the numbers, according to us. It's the way those migrants are obliged to come to Italy and to Europe. The fact that in 2013, probably around 700 migrants died at sea. So it would be important to find a way to allow migrants to arrive safely in Europe without embarking on these water vessels.
The question then is, how do you stop this type of thing, and especially when they get into the hands, as you brought out earlier, of criminals?
Well, one idea would be probably to try to support migrants in need of protection already in the country of transit or in the first country of asylum. I mean, could be in countries such as Libya or even Egypt or in Ethiopia, for example, set up resources centers where the migrants who are asking for protection could go, and then it could be possible to reinforce the settlement programs to Europe and other Western countries in order to try to understand how to create legal channels for them in order to arrive in Europe without being victims of these organizations of criminals.